Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. It is day 24 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this story is called The New Age of Plastics. Because my voice has been a little in and out lately, I asked my good friend Selena Taylor to do the reading for me. I hope you enjoy it.
It was inevitable, Dr. Lopez thought, that life would find a way. Humans were too late to clean up the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Oh, they managed finally to skim away all the floating crap, the bottles and the used bath toys and such, but the molecular plastic, the microscopic bits of polymers that form the Pacific cloud, they couldn't do anything about that. She scooped the transparent fish out of the water, expecting it to gasp in desperation, but it seemed completely tranquil, suspended between her hands as content as it had seemed in the tide pool where she found it. Jellyfish had more mass, even the thinnest, palest of them. And yet this creature managed to retain its structure. She'd have to take it back to the lab to be certain, but she was pretty sure it was made of water, held together by a polymer membrane. Gently, Anna transferred the fish into a container of water for the trip back to the mainland. She was excited, looking forward to being the first to claim discovery of this being. She was also trepidatious. With this fish existence, a new age of plastics had begun.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.